The book of John, in chapter number 8, I believe it is. And I want you to pray with us and pray for us as we bring the message. John chapter 8 and verse 30, 31, and 32. All right, in the Word of God for just a few minutes tonight, the Bible said, and he spake these words, and he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Our Father, I'm glad that we can know the truth. And I'm glad that there are some things, Lord, that are so important that we know the truth about. God, we can err about some things, but we better be truthful and we better know the truth about other things. I thank you for the offering today. Thank you for the good numbers in Sunday school. Thank you, dear Lord, for these that united with the church today. Thank you for the good service today and tonight. This wonderful singing tonight by the quartet, the trio, and the chorus. Lord, do be with them. Be with these who are in the Christmas drama. God, save many precious souls. Lead us by your Spirit, for Christ's sake. Amen. I hope you will pray that the Lord would bless. Verse 31 said, continue in my word, then are you my disciples. And he said, as my disciples, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Thank God, I'm glad of that. A lot of folks don't want to hear the truth. That's right. I mean, they'll tell you they don't want to hear the truth. But thank God, I'm glad it's the truth that makes men free. It'll set you free. The truth will. Somebody said the truth don't hurt. It does sometimes. Amen. I'll tell you, it does sometimes. But truth, listen, truth means being honest, being sincere, being accurate, a fact or a principle, one that has been proven. Proverbs 23:23 said, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. I want the truth. Do you? What did Jesus mean when he said this? You shall know the truth. I believe that he meant you know the truth about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Thank God. He said you can know the truth about this. I'm glad of that. Jesus meant the whole doctrine of truth concerning himself, his eternal existence with the Father, and the fact that he had life within himself. His nature said that he was very God, and yet he was very man. And the truth concerning his mission to the earth, he came to seek and to save the lost. That's truth. Amen. That's truth. I'm glad it sets you free from tradition to men. The truth will break the shackles of sin. It'll set men free, free from the fear of hell, free from condemnation. Paul said in Romans 8:1, thank God there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm glad that we can have the truth and know the truth about these things, aren't you? Amen. The Bible said in John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. We need to know the truth because it'll make you free. John 17:17 said, thy word is truth. Do you believe that? Galatians 4:16, Paul asked the question, and he said, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You'd be surprised how many enemies you can make like that. Amen. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Ephesians 6:14 said, the Christian armor, Paul said, having your loins girt about with truth. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of people just don't want the truth. Amen. They don't want the truth. They'd rather have anything than to have just the truth. John 8:44, he said, you're of your devil, of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of himself, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jeremiah 14:14 said the Lord, said the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I didn't send them. I didn't command them or commend them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination. Then in Jeremiah 5:31 said the prophets prophesy falsely in my name, and the priests bear rule by their mean, and my people love to have it so. But what are you going to do in the end? That's what counts. It's more than just a hereafter. We'd better begin thinking about that that's coming next on God's calendar. And that's the coming of the Lord. Amen. Said the prophets, paraphrase, said the prophets are telling lies. And they're doing this because it suits the people. The people like it. But will it stand the final test? Amen. The truth will. Now there are some things that we need to know the truth about. Not what I think. Maybe not what you think. Maybe not what anyone else thinks. But what the Word said, we need to know the truth about it. Amen. We need to know the truth about God's Word. It doesn't matter what you've heard, what you've read. It doesn't matter how many renditions you have of the Bible. It's what the Bible said that counts. And I'm glad we have the truth about the Bible. Amen. The Scriptures are inerrant. They're not wrong. They're right. That's the truth. Amen. The Scriptures are never wrong. Psalm 119:89 said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's the truth. He said it was there in a place where nothing could get through and destroy it. I don't know why people want to argue about it. I don't know why folks want to go all to these conventions, amen, and discuss hours on end about whether it's right or not. Why, of course it's right. Nothing can get in there to make it rust. Nothing can get in there to bother it. It's the truth. Amen. We've got the truth. A proverb said, buy it, keep it, and don't sell it because it's expensive and it's important. Amen. John 10:35 said the Bible, the Scriptures, cannot be broken. 2 Timothy 3:15 said all Scripture is given by inspiration. 2 Peter 1:10 said no Scripture is a private interpretation. Matthew 24:35 said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. It's the truth. Thank God. I'm glad of that. It'll stand the test. It stood the test of the ages, and it still stands. Jehoiakim in the book of Jeremiah said to Jeremiah and some of the others one day, bring me a penknife. I'll show you what I think of this word. Bring me a penknife. They brought him a penknife. He cut out what he didn't like, which was just about all of it. He burned it in the fireplace and said, now, where's your word? Amen. A king one time said when the Bible was beginning to be read by so many folks and so many were talking about the Word of God, he said, bring them to me. And he burned them. He burned everyone they could find. I've got news for you. Jehoiakim is dead. That king is dead. And we've still got a book. We've still got a book. Still got the same thing that it had in it years ago. Amen. Still stand the test. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word's going to stand forever. Hope you heard that, Mr. Boogerman. Amen. 1 Peter 1:24-25. The grass withereth and it falls away, but the word of the Lord stand forever. The devil's tried to change the Word of God. He's tried to rearrange it, and yet it stands. Amen. Thank God for men like Charles Stanley, for Draper, for Rogers, for Brother Smith, for Jerry Vines, Dr. Criswell, amen, who have stood the test. I thought the other day when I looked, Max, and I'm sure that you looked and Gene looked and some of the others, Tony, looked at the singing news. There the cathedrals, I believe it was sitting there with this giant of a man, Dr. Criswell. And I thought, Lord, goodness alive, that must be one of the greatest honors to sit by men like that. That white hair just a shining, still preaches that the largest church in the convention, still preaches, tears run down his face. I never have seen him preach, but what he didn't preach with tears in his eyes. Said he told how long and how few Sundays it was that folks had been saved in that church. He said one Sunday he got real religious. And he said, is there anything in this church that anybody wants? And said a young lady stood up and she said, Dr. Criswell, you know how long me and mother's been coming to this church? And she said, I've requested prayer for my daddy. She said, I want my daddy saved in this service you're talking about. And he said, didn't bother him too much, but the more he thought about it, the more it bothered him. He said he got through preaching that day, and he didn't, when he got through preaching, he didn't stand up and give the invitation like he usually did, but he got on his knees and he said, Lord, you got to do something. He said, this girl believes in me. Her mother believes in me. They believe in you. They believe you can save their dad and husband. They believe that. He said, oh, Lord, I believe it too. He said he heard. He felt a hand on his back. And he said, what is it? And he turned around and looked. And there they was. And they said, Dr. Criswell, we still believe Daddy's going to get saved today, some way or another. We just believe. Do you believe it? He said, of course I believe it. We're going to sing. And he said they got through singing. And he said, somebody needs the Lord. And this man started down the aisle and said, Dr. Criswell, it's me. I need the Lord. Oh, isn't it wonderful? These giants of old, like this one right here, sitting on this front bench. Thank God he didn't sell out. He didn't go on the shelf, but he stayed with God. And I'm glad of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody said you're going to have to change if you have anybody to preach to. Amen. I doubt that. Amen. Thank God for these men of God that stood the test of the ages. Dr. Smith walked over to the side of the pulpit down at Mount Vernon, rolled his Bible up with tears running down his face. Bob was there with tears running down his cheeks. He said, regardless of what you heard from the convention, this is God's word. Amen. This is God's word. Inspired by God. It's God's word. Amen. It is. We need to know the truth about the Bible. Don't you let somebody tell you that this Bible is not God's word. It is God's word. Amen. It is God's word. And it's not to be argued over. It's to be read and believed and taught and preached. Amen. Some people just read it to find something to argue about. Amen. I tell you, I don't have time for them kind of people. I'm not going to waste time arguing about the Word of God. Then we need to know the truth about sin. It's still black. It's still dirty. It'll send your soul to hell if you continue in sin. It'll take you further than you intended to go, keep you longer than you intended to stay, and cost you more than you intended to pay. It was sin that made Dives put off getting right with God and wind up in hell. Amen. It was sin. The Bible said in Numbers 32:23, be sure your sins are going to find you out. Amen. Romans 6:23 said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life James 1:15 said, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. I heard a preacher preaching this morning. I believe it was this morning, maybe yesterday, but I'm almost sure it's this morning. And he's talking about the unfinished picture of sin. And I could just see my daddy, because I'd heard him say so much, the devil paints a pretty picture. Yeah. He said the devil will get a brand new car, and he'll get one of the prettiest women he can find. Yeah. Amen. And he'll get a bottle of liquor, and it even makes it look good. Makes it look good. Yeah. But he said he won't show you that same woman down a few miles down the road, laying there with her blood running out of her body. He won't show you that new car, a bunch of crumble iron and steel. He won't show you that bottle of liquor in that car. He won't show you that. I heard a preacher say the same thing this weekend, and I thought so much about it. But it's true, folks. Sin is ugly. It's pretty in its infancy, but it becomes ugly. And the further you go in it, the uglier it becomes. Oh, get out of sin. Turn to the true and living God. Get in your heart. Amen. Sin's still dirty and black. And when it's finished, it brings death. Amen. Always has and always will. And then we need to know the truth, my friend, about salvation's plan. I'm glad to thank God there's a plan that a fool, even though he be a wayfaring man, don't have to err about this. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not just turning over a new leaf. Amen. It's not just joining the church. It's not just being baptized. It's not just being better morally. But salvation is of the Lord. Jonah even said that. The man that run away from God. But he knew that salvation was of the Lord. Jesus said himself in John 14, I am the way. It was Jesus who said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I said to thee, ye must be born again. You know why so few grown men and women ever get saved? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. It's as simple that they stumble over the simplicity of it. They think that, I've had one or two to tell me, had one not long ago, anything that real and would do that much for a person, I just can't understand it. How that it could be so. But you take a little junior boy, a little junior girl, most of them, and tell them about Jesus, and a lot of times they'll just begin to cry. Amen. Their little heart, their little chest will just begin to pound. Amen. You know why? They understood it. Some way or the other, they understood it when Jesus said, I'm the way. Some way or the other, they understood it. The daddy might not. Mama might not. But that little boy or girl, I looked up here in the choir tonight, and some of these kids I've had the privilege to baptize. See them run up and down the aisles, and they're sitting in the choir tonight just a singing like mockingbirds. Yeah. Amen. Some way or the other, they figured that out in Bible school. Some way or the other, they figured that out, what it really meant to be saved. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad that we need to know the truth about sin, about salvation. And then, number four, we need to know the truth about self. I think this is just about as important as anything. Knowing the truth about self. David said in Psalm 51:5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That's why we've got to be born again. You ask the question, why have we got to be born again? I'll tell you why. We was born wrong to start with. Amen. Born wrong to start with. Matthew 19:17. We find that we're not good because the Bible said there's none good but God. So we're not good. 2 Corinthians 5:10 said we're going to appear at the judgment seat of Christ. Isaiah 64:6 said, all our unrighteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. That's the truth. You better believe this. It's the truth. You need to know the truth about sin, salvation. And then you need to know the truth about self. Oh, it's so important that we look in the mirror and we see ourselves as God sees us. Not as other men see us, but as God sees us. But Harvey Brown said, I have a talk with the devil every morning. I look in the mirror in my bathroom and I talk to the devil. And then I talk to the Lord. When I get him out of there, I talk to the Lord. Oh, we need to know the truth about self. So important. Sometimes we feel that we're worth a whole lot more than we really are. Sometimes then we don't feel like that we're worth as much as we really are. Sometimes we feel like that we've just got one talent and we're not going to use it. You'd better know the truth. You'd better know the truth. And the truth of the matter is, if God has given you something to do, then you need to do it. You need to do this. But we need to know the truth about self. And then we need to know the truth about separation. It's not what the preacher said. It's what the Bible said. And we need to know the truth about it. The Bible said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You may not like messages like this, but they'll make you free, thank God. I'm glad of that. What does the Word of God say about separation? It's not altogether what I think. It's not altogether what you think. But it is altogether what this says. And this says something about separation. 2 Corinthians 6:17 said, therefore, come out from among them and be separate and touch not and handle not, and I will receive you. Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful workers of iniquity, but reprove them. 2 Thessalonians 3:6 said, withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We need to know the truth about separation. I guarantee you one thing. I'm not going to try to get up here and just lorate you to the dogs and tell you how that you've got to up and preach. And I'm going to preach what's in this book. But then you and God have got to work out the rest of it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The more you give up for the Lord. I'm not talking about for Glenn. I'm not talking about anybody else. But the more you're willing to give up for God, the happier you're going to be. And the better off you're going to be. Amen. Now, folks, I'm telling you. It's a straight and narrow way from here to glory. Amen. And we might as well face that fact. We might as well face that fact and come out of the world and be separate. And God will receive us. And then we need to know the truth about the Savior. He still lives. He still loves. He still longs for salvation of the lost. In Isaiah 43:11, he said, beside me, there is no Savior. And then we need to know the truth about the second coming. You've heard so much about it until some of you it's even turned you off. And to be fact with you, I don't blame you. Amen. We've heard so much about the pre-millennials, the post-millennials, the amillennials. I didn't even know there was a millennial till I was half grown. All I know is some preaching about the blood. Amen. I know a multitude of churches tonight that are as dead as 4 o'clock because that's all the membership of that church gets, is just to die, just to die. I'm going to tell you, there's more things in this Word of God than that. And I'm going to believe it all, praise God. I'm going to love it all, but He's coming again. Amen. I don't know when. I don't know when, but He's coming again. I just ask you this, are you ready? Are you ready to meet him? Should he call tonight? You need to know the truth about yourself tonight. You need to know the truth about the Savior, don't you? You need to know not what man says, not to some fallacy, but the truth. That's what will set you free tonight. We shall know the truth. Politicians, they won't lie to you. And then some of them, not all of them, but some of them, that's about the first thing they do when they get in office. Amen. But I can tell you one thing. This book won't lie to you. Amen. It won't lie to you. It'll tell you the truth. And it's the truth that'll make us free. Are you saved tonight? Are you saved? If you're not, you ought to get saved. You ought to give the Lord your life. You ought to give Him your heart and give Him your life. You ought to do it. You ought to do it tonight and be saved and get right with God. Leave this church with victory. Leave this church knowing that your sins are under the blood. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Amen. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. If you're here and you're lost, you need to come to Jesus. If you're here tonight and you've been saved but you've drifted away, tonight is your night to come down here to this altar.